Elon Musk is preparing the largest initial public offering in human history. At a $1.75 trillion target valuation, SpaceX would be worth more than every American defense contractor combined, worth more than the market caps of Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Disney, Nike, and Starbucks all put together, and worth more than the top 10 companies on the London Stock Exchange combined. So if you're wondering who the f*** is buying SpaceX, a company losing $5 billion per year at the largest IPO valuation in history, well, the answer is you. Because within a few weeks, your retirement account is going to be one of the biggest buyers of SpaceX stock, whether you like it or not. And that's because NASDAQ quietly introduced a brand new rule designed specifically to make that happen. But before we get to the rule, you need to understand why this all matters. Because the only way a nearly $2 trillion valuation makes any sense is if SpaceX is actually the company the public believes it to be. But it's not. If you ask 10 people on the street what SpaceX sells, most will say rockets. Some will say Mars stuff, but both are wrong. SpaceX isn't just a rocket company, it's actually three businesses stacked on top of each other. And the rocket business isn't even the most important one. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes with this company, and trust me, it gets pretty ugly. So, let's start there. It's the part of SpaceX that gets the most attention and creates the least value. XAI is mostly known for owning the social media platform Twitter. the social media platform X. Anyways, it's also the AI lab Elon Musk, founded in 2023 to compete with OpenAI and Anthropic. And a few months ago, SpaceX acquired XAI in an all-stock deal that valued the combined entity at $1.25 trillion, with XAI itself accounting for $250 billion of that. If you're wondering how it's allowed for one of Elon's companies to acquire another one of Elon's companies, the answer is, I have no idea. But it happened. So, with a $250 billion valuation, you'd assume XAI is a financially sound company, right? Or at least close to it. Or, at a minimum, that the people who built it still work there. Well, none of those things are true. XAI was founded with 11 co-founders, researchers and engineers from DeepMind, OpenAI, Google, and the University of Toronto. It was a true heavyweight team, but by 2025, the company was burning more than $1 billion a month. And by March of this year, every single one of the 11 co-founders had walked out from the company. Then Elon, on his own social media platform, publicly admitted that XAI had to be rebuilt from the foundations up, which is the polite way of saying the CEO of SpaceX just paid $250 billion for an asset that needs to be rebuilt from scratch. And to say that XAI is overvalued would still be a massive understatement. OpenAI generates around $24 billion in revenue annually and is currently valued at around $850 billion. While Anthropic generates over $30 billion annually and is valued around $400 billion. But XAI, who estimates $1 billion in revenue, was bought for $250 billion. So the market is pricing XAI like it's Emirates, but in reality, it's more like Spirit Airlines. I like to look at XAI as the reverse Jerome Powell piece of SpaceX. Instead of printing cash, it burns whatever cash the rest of the business generates. But it's also only one of the three businesses inside SpaceX. The other two businesses are the ones actually doing the work. But before we get to the crown jewel, let's start with the one that gives the company its name. This is the part most people picture when they hear the name SpaceX. It's the rocket business. It launches things into orbit, satellites for the US government, cargo to the International Space Station, crewed missions for NASA, and a lot of other satellites, which we'll get to in a minute. And the rocket business at SpaceX generated roughly $4 billion in revenue last year, which may sound impressive until you compare it to the $2 trillion valuation. Then, it suddenly doesn't sound impressive at all, especially when you realize the rocket business represented only about a quarter of SpaceX's total revenue last year. So this brings us to the third business. It's the one most people don't think about when they hear the word SpaceX, but it's also the one that investors care about most, and it's the one that's paying the bills for everything else. This is the crown jewel of SpaceX.